welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Today, I have one of two special New Year's shows with predictions for 2012. My guest for the show is Athena Starr. Athena has been a visionary consultant, teacher, and spiritual messenger for 25 years and has a master's degree in human resources from Central Michigan University, with several years' experience in personnel management. She is an ordained minister, Reiki master healer, and acquired holistic esoteric training through various spiritual foundations and mystery school teachings. She has worked with thousands of clients worldwide in giving life transformational sessions, seminars, and teleseminars for personal and career success, empowerment, prosperity, relationships, and spiritual development. She has assisted dignitaries, corporate officials, and world teachers. Athena has hosted local TV and radio talk shows in Hawaii and on BBS Radio, and is a frequent national radio TV guest. Her articles are published in many national motivational magazines and e-zines. Athena provides transformational consulting services in person and long distance by phone to create wellness and success. She is available for professional speaking, workshops, and media interviews internationally. More information is available at www.athenastar.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Athena, and I look forward to hearing what your guides and masters see for 2012. Now first, what do the galactics and ascended masters say about the U.S. economy and outlook for our country in 2012?
Well, first of all, I'm very, very pleased to be with you in 2012. What a wonderful, radiant year it is already. And the golden age is definitely anchored in, and the frequencies are so high, and so many wonderful breakthroughs are going to be taking place this year for humanity as a whole and for the world as a whole. And as we're tuning into the United States, America, I call it the I Am America,
mm-hmm.
The words of beloved Saint Germain, who's very present with us here today among many of the ascended masters and legions of light and councils and the Intergalactic Federation. We're just, I'm just acknowledging all of them in their presence with us today.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of tuning in here on the screen of light as I see and hear in the light and sound rays of the etheric realm, higher dimensions. And we're just seeing that America with these new frequencies and energies, and there's so many light workers that are anchored and stationed in America. So they've all been working on the ground team to help raise the vibrations, not just of America, of the world as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So this has all served in a very great way, and they hold frequencies and protection light for Washington, D.C., and for our government above and beyond what we call divine government, the blueprint of full divine government, which is justice and liberty and freedom, the blueprint of that the founding fathers set forth, because Saint Germain was present at that time and has been throughout time in anchoring the freedom flame for America, the I Am America, which includes freedom in economic and all arenas, basically, not just economic, but freedom for all souls to be and to pursue the joy and the happiness and abundance and fullness of health and balance and alignment with their higher self, what we call the I Am Presence.
Mm-hmm.
So all that being said, this year, 2012, marks a new doorway, a golden doorway, is the words that are coming through here, for a greater balance in economic reform, restoration, that is the higher intention of the Ascended Host and the higher intentions of Father, Mother, God, and universal awareness. The legions of light are guiding our government, and there are those in the forefront that are what we call warriors of light that are in our government, mm-hmm. Congress, Senate, and the hierarchy. And even though it's been said, oh, they're doing nothing and they're all good for nothing, you know, there's always this sentiment among in the media, which always discourages things, in media, in that light, there because they want maybe to show a viewpoint that things aren't being done properly. This is all just propaganda, and this is melting away in, as we speak. And the economic foundation of America is going to be balancing out and improving as it has been, as it was beginning to at the end of 2011. There are on the horizons new creations for restoring what we would call sourcing in America. There is this consciousness raising in the vibration of our Americans to create and to restore what has been outsourced in America for many years and therefore unstabilizing the economy. So that the consciousness has been raised to a point where it is now demanding and actually creating this doorway, which is going to catapult into the creation of new opportunities for Americans in on many levels and dimensions, new inventions, new creations for energy, for the environment, for stability. All of this is already set in the mindset within not just Americans, but within humanity as a whole. And we in these legions are helping to activate that. So in answer to that question, it's a long answer to it. Bottom line is there are a lot more opportunities opening up, and we will see by the first quarter and then by the midtime of this year many, many evidential facts that will be coming forth on behalf of the healthiness of America, of the economy, which will offset anything that the other groups seem to keep saying, oh, everything's going downwards and going. That will be very, very easily dismissed. And by the election in November of 2012, it will be beyond a reasonable doubt that the current administration will be, beyond a reasonable doubt, will be repeating, not only repeating, but actually reinstigating at a higher frequency for the highest good of America in the next 4 years and beyond. So we just want to say that these words are coming through from the Galactic Federation, that everything is in check for America and its safety, its protection, and for the highest good, because America is the I Am race. If you take the letters of America apart, it actually spells I Am race. And so 2012 is the year of the golden gateway, the doorway of what we call the grand renaissance of many new inventions and creations being not just activated but executed within humanity. Up to this point, much of that had been blocked or held back, but the frequencies are now at a level of group consciousness on the planet, mass consciousness, that these higher creations for a better balance within life streams within the body. You yourself are involved with holistic and nutritional ways of helping people raise in their cellular structure so that illnesses are no longer evident on this planet. So all of this is, the stage is set, and a lot of it is going to be opened up now in 2012. And interferences will not be allowed to basically hold back anymore. There's remnants of the past, but those remnants are melting away. And this is what we want to say very clearly for those listening. And all can assist by continuing to raise their own frequencies, to hold the knowingness and the vision of the highest good for all, because that all adds to the assistance that's needed.
Now, are you saying then that Obama will be reelected as president?
I'm holding, because I'm listening to the legions of light now, so that as the answer comes through to that question, sir. Thank you. Thank you. The answer is coming through from Sanat Kumara, who is, Sanat Kumara is the father of many universes, not just our universe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I took a few moments, because when I'm receiving from Sanat Kumara, it takes a little bit of tuning in a little more, because he comes from a very high frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for your patience here. Okay, there we go. Yes. Yes, that is correct. And as things lead up to that point of November 2012, the media, and there will be some pushing and shoving of, oh, no, it's not going to happen, and all of this, and propaganda and all of this, but the legions of light are holding the anchor for what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Because Obama is a galactic commander. He's an intergalactic commander. He is very aware. He's becoming more and more aware on other levels and dimensions in communion with us, as is his wife, his twin flame,
mm-hmm.
and his children as well. They are light beings, and they hold the focus for the golden age. They know it. They are aware of it. They hold that frequency. So we ask light workers to continue to hold the light with them and around them,
mm-hmm.
and assist. And they are aware of our presence, our communion with them, and they hold the highest frequency in that arena. And so there is always the interferences, again, you will see in the media and propaganda in the months before that it'll appear in the media that it cannot be, he's not going to win. They'll put that forth. So remember what we're saying. Remember
mm-hmm.
these words.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and when you hear that, immediately dissolve it in thought form. And it's like on The Wizard of Oz when they said, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, pay no attention to that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And rather hold the knowingness for the highest good in the Galactic Federation. And we're not saying he is 100% perfect in every way, but he is a legion of light. He is holding the focus. He holds the flame, the liberty flame, the freedom flame within his heart. And he is aware of beloved Saint Germain. He's aware of the legions of light. He is linked in, he knows, and he follows that guidance, and he also knows he has to walk the middle line at times to hold that focus.
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to defeat, or when one is tasked with challenges constantly from other entities and discord and competition, the brilliance comes through when you walk the middle line, you smile, but you also know that you need to bring in the highest and the greatest good to push, but the leverage is there to bring it all together in the end, and that's what he is doing. And he is very brilliant. He calculates in everything that is taking place. He meditates on it. He and his wife are Galactic Federation beings, and they're aware of this. And we are working as their frequencies are raised, and they know that the light workers are holding the light with them. They will be very successful, and they will be victorious
right.
in continuing the divine plan
mm-hmm.
on Earth
mm-hmm.
this way.
Mm-hmm. Then, Athena, will there be more sightings and ET galactic phenomena in 2012, and what special occurrences may take place?
Yes, these have been prominent in the year of 2011. There have been many evidential spottings of so-called UFOs and occurrences in Mexico, Arizona, and Europe. And these have been in the news and media. As there is in 2012, there will be many more occurrences in the United States of America and in Europe, in South America, and in other countries of the world. And at one point, we would say about midpoint, around what is called the summertime on this planet, between June and August, September timeframe, there will be an occurrence at one time where galactic ships will be prominently viewed and noticed by several countries at one time.
Mm-hmm.
This will be promoted in the media. Mm-hmm. There is some consensus that says that first contact is not until 2015 or 2020, and we tell you this is not so. We already have first contact. We are already in your midst. We are already interdimensionally linked in with you. In fact, we are beaming in from the starship right now as we're speaking to you. For those of you who are still saying we are waiting for it, let go of that, because we are already here with you. We are linking in from the beams of our Galactic Federation fleet. The Arcturian starships are the lead fleet in higher technologies, in communications, in foiling dark agendas, in the creation of the crop circles. And the Arcturian starfleet also orchestrates the appearances and viewing of starships so that they are brought to the attention of the masses. So we are saying to you that definitely there are going to be more occurrences, visibly noticed, intergalactic communications, and whether you see them physically or not, interdimensionally, there are many who are communicating with us very successfully now, including your president and the first lady. We are telling you this absolutely. So to know this, to affirm it, and to assist them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we want to say is when this occurrence takes place during the summer of 2012, it is an activation also assisting for a shift on this planet and preparation for what is coming in the fall and the anchoring of manifestation of much more higher technologies, much more progress on this planet. So that point will mark a turning point, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Several countries, we would say 5 to 10 countries, will simultaneously be viewing and seeing starships, and those who are of a frequency to communicate will be communicating with us directly. They don't need to see us. As we are communicating right now through Athena Star, you tune in, you can feel the vibration of our laser beam, crystalline light portal, of which we communicate with you from Starfleet. It is similar in nature, in the fine-tuning, when you silence the mind and open to hear and receive through the heart center, the third eye. These communications are very clear. And the few there are who have listened in the past, we wish, we hope more will listen in the future, for it is, time is of essence.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there is a thought form of another major war being instigated through that country known as Iran. There's a thought form of those who would like to see that so that they can, again, use the war machines for economic and greed purposes and power and control on this planet. And we are doing all that is possible in these realms to mitigate that, to intervene on that, to shift that. So we call upon all of humanity, all light workers, to assist us and hold the frequency of peace on Earth and within Iran as an archway of light with all other countries. Rather, not seeing it as an enemy or China or Russia or any of those so-called difficult countries, seeing them rather as alliances of light to bridge peace on Earth. And when the galactic starships are seen in several countries, again, it will be a turning point of intervention, divine intervention for peace on Earth. This will trigger. And so after that, you will feel a great shift, tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be in the conscious minds of many, because this will be the activity of these sightings and communications will be brought to your media.
Mm-hmm.
If it's circumvented from the media, it's because the media has chosen not to, but we are saying that this will be very evident, several countries at one time and more than usual, and it will be a turning point and a call to action for all light workers at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they will know it, they will feel it, they will know, and many will experience great, like new doorways that they're walking through and changes, because the presence will be insurmountable. The presence will be recognizable, and no one will be able to ignore it. We would use those words.
Mm-hmm.
But not people to be ignored.
Mm-hmm. So it's unlikely then that there will be no new wars in 2012, correct?
We are working for divine intervention. Many galactic hosts from other galaxies are working for this to be circumvented. It is not 100% there yet, so we need assistance of all light workers holding the knowingness and the energy of peace on Earth in all levels, dimensions, in all countries. But also, they're saying that the words of a mandala of peace, holding a mandala of peace within their heart centers and emanating that out to all.
Mm-hmm.
And this will make a great difference. But all light workers are doing tremendous work to shift this planet. It is in the ascended grace platform of golden age,
mm-hmm.
and it is ascending very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
There is no time for these wars, and we say yes to your question. However, mm-hmm. we are not 100% there yet. There's still thought form, remnants of thought form of those who are in body at this time that wish to see that war instigated.
Mm-hmm.
So we are still working on behalf of that.
Mm-hmm. Then, Athena, will there be more intense Earth environmental changes? And if so, what countries will be affected?
We see that all countries are actually being affected by what is called global warming, the term global warming, the atmospheric changes through emulsions into the air, into the airways, from industry, from toxins, is still imminent. Many countries, some are taking more aggressive action, which is good. The overall global warming will be increasing the heat waves and all of that, but we also are seeing that by mid-time of 2012, mid-time or into the fall, America is going to be taking more aggressive action through laws, through meeting with group minds of other countries for even more aggressive recession remission of the global warming effects. So simultaneously, it is increasing for all countries. However, there's also the new technologies, higher technologies that are being downloaded within life streams, within those who have the capacity to bring those technologies forward to offset it. So it's a simultaneous occurrence. By the fall and late winter of 2012, you will see more evidence of assistance in the not so much the reversing of global warming, but rather the mitigating of it,
mm-hmm.
and balancing of the planet. And it will be a result of a higher technologies coming through and into 2013. So we see 2013 as a year of a lot more manifestation and activation of those technologies to assist. And all countries will be engaged in these technologies, all countries. And if those that cannot economically do assist, they will be assisted. So it's a greater balance that will be taking place because they all know time is of the essence.
Mm-hmm.
It will be brought to the forefront that time is of the essence beyond a reasonable doubt. And that's what we're also, the intergalactic legions of light are also focused on that project very, very seriously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Athena, will there be any specific occurrence on December 21st, 2012?
Yes, this is when a threshold of what we are discussing about global countries, leaders of countries, continents coming together, world leaders coming together in a group mind to help balance and restore the planet and to promulgate much more of what is for the highest good for humanity. And it will be a result of our direct intervention, divine intervention, and again, the prominence of more viewings of starships will be shown at that time, will be more vivid at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So everything will be accelerating from there,
mm-hmm.
in terms of the ascension of this Earth, and they will know it. They will have that communication. So they will be more so what one would speak of as being on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
World leaders of the major countries will be on the same page, and therefore working together in group mind, they can accomplish much more and at a faster pace.
Mm-hmm.
And they will, in other words, they will be getting it. They will be getting with the program
mm-hmm.
more so,
mm-hmm.
and then continuing on from there.
Mm-hmm.
They will also be in touch with us more directly and be following the guidance of the Intergalactic Federation.
Mm-hmm. Now, Athena, is there an actual time period when the ascension from third to fifth dimension will be complete?
Between the year 2013 and 2015.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how can people better prepare for their own life mission in 2012?
By seeking for their own inner spiritual transformation, inner clearing and purification of their old programs, cellularly, for seeking assistance from channels and from healers and facilitators that assist them, from, of course, always education, their own inner healing and alignment, raising of their frequencies, and practicing holistic way of life. All of that will assist them and all of humanity
mm-hmm.
in raising together by knowing the wake-up call is there in front of them and not ignoring it, but rather stepping through the doorway of why they're here, their higher purpose. And there are many guides and teachers and healers and channels that are here to assist.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that as we move into 2012, the halfway mark, and into the fall, many more masses of consciousness, as it is increasing, will be seeking assistance. They will seek spiritual schools and holistic foundations and centers to accelerate their pathways. And that's why many of you who have already pioneered the way and opened the doorway, so to speak, will be able to assist them to accelerate, because you've been there, you've taken the long route. And so one, we would say, like, what used to take a year to shift in consciousness will be taking 1 to 3 months instead or less for shifting. So it's increasing exponentially, and this is good, because many souls are awakening and wondering what their lives are about, and it is the wake-up call. So when they ask, they start asking, the questions are answered, and they come to them. And simultaneously a keen awareness of wanting to balance and stabilize and restore the earth will also be rising up within many. And so there's special group focus to help restore the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also spearheaded by the Lemurian Councils of Light and the Mayan Councils of Light and the elders, the Hopi elders and all the Native Americans, so to speak, elders in spirit. They are spearheading the balancing and restoration of on planet Earth, the environment. And so there are many in body who are following that guidance and will be helping. There'll be more organizations assisting in that venue.
Mm-hmm.
You see them. They know who they are.
Does meditation, service to others, music, diet, are these some of the things that will facilitate preparing for your own life mission?
Yes. High frequency music, toning, sound healing is tremendous in raising and restoring and realigning frequencies. Meditation, guided meditations, and healers who have techniques, modalities for realigning the cellular and cellular structure, the matrix within. Athena Star has her own techniques of bringing souls into what we call the ascension temples, where they are realigned and restructured and raised in their frequencies so they can receive and align more with their their true purpose, but also their master teachers, their angelic hosts, and many others have their own forms and modalities of assisting souls in this way. Meditation is a wonderful art, but if one is blocked in their structure and they need rewiring and realignment, the meditation won't be as deep and profound. So all of that is necessary. And there are many modalities now on the planet to assist souls to for the rewiring, realignment, mm-hmm. so they can receive more and be more integrated in their meditation, but in their breathing and in their full holistic alignment mm-hmm. on all levels and dimensions, including diet, nutrition, and even essential oils and many techniques, many modalities, essences, elixirs. There's much, as you know, for realigning, but not to overdo or overwhelm, but rather follow inner guidance to be selective in what is needed for the next step. Because mm-hmm. the steps that each soul is taking will be accelerated, so they want to know that what worked for them 6 months ago is no longer effective, so then it pushes them to seek higher frequency, either holistic products or means of attuning or realigning. Most important is listening to the inner self and clearing and attuning with the heart center and with the heart center of Father, Mother, God and center of the earth. And that alignment in itself is all that one needs to truly hear and to know and to receive fully from the I Am Presence what is for their highest good for the next step.
Mm-hmm.
So these steps and phases will start increasing, and some may feel like, oh, am I going too quickly or too fast? And the answer is no. It's purposely being accelerated because everything with the environmental, the electromagnetic field on this earth is being accelerated, and we are literally, there's literally less than 24 hours in a day now. It's like half of that time. There aren't 24 hours in a day because time has speeded up. And many say, oh, the day goes so fast. It's because time literally has speeded up because the frequencies and vibrations of the planet are speeding up very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is their path and the, we want to say, their unfoldment, the evolvement of souls is increasing and accelerating. And for each soul, it's, they choose the path, and there are many paths, and we just say follow the attunement with your mighty I Am and your heart center, and you will always be on cue.
Athena, how can you be of service to others who want to accelerate their life purpose and open up to their spiritual gifts so they can be of greater service to humanity?
Well, it's not so much me, but rather the legions of light that work through me. I've been doing this work since 1987. That was the year of harmonic convergence. So I was a harmonic convergence baby
mm-hmm.
when I awakened to my gifts very, very traumatically through two car accidents, and I also had cancer. So it shook my life up, and I started asking the questions. So as I opened to my gifts, I realized I was a channel and a being of light that, as I followed my path and unraveled everything and moving and evolving, and it's always a continuous. We're always evolving. There's always more to attune to. What I realize is that I help as an interdimensional portal to open the doorways, the portals, which are called the Ascension Portals, the Ascension Temples, and Intergalactic Federation work through me, and when we're working in sessions with people, whether it's individual or group, we're bringing them into what we call the Ascension Temples. And the Chamber of Melchizedek and other chambers of light. I also work with Arcturus's Chamber, which is a very high pulsating, multi-dimensional violet flame ashram above the Swiss Alps, where we take people to purify through the pulsating violet flame and clear their structures and realign. And the Ascension Temples basically are a place where the realignment and restructuring can take place while the person is consciously aware and feeling and open. All they need to be is open and receptive. And it's like they download this beam of energy and work within the structures to clear and dissolve past cellular memory patterns of other embodiments, parallel lifetimes, interdimensional lifetimes, where what some people call soul retrieving, whatever mm-hmm. they want to call mm-hmm. it. We're going in and dissolving these memories of traumatic situations that took place, where they sabotaged themselves, where they were blocked on their pathways, where they hadn't forgiven themselves, or they hadn't forgiven humanity, where persecutions occurred, where they were aborted from their path because they, like Joan of Arc situations, where they gave and opened to the light and walked in faith, and then they were taken from the body. So sometimes those memories are so traumatic that the soul hasn't forgiven themselves or understood fully, and there's what we call a barrier or block in the cellular memory. So we go in and we dissolve, illuminate, and really realign all of that energy so that they come into a clear purification pattern, and then we align them more directly with what is called the golden pillar of light, their mighty I Am presence, so that the whole structure is then realigned. Like when you're trying to realign something, or let's just say a equipment, and some of the wiring is knotted up, or it's a little bit faded, or it's not quite working, the circuitry, you can't fully align that generator or that equipment because some of the wiring is not connected or is blocked or is tied. So what we go in is we clear and purify those knots or those areas, and then the whole alignment can take place, and then therefore what happens is they're aligned with the mighty I Am and their higher divine self, their what we call the solar self, and then they can receive even greater, not only why they're here, but information, their visionary gifts that they had forgotten ancient lifetimes ago, like we were talking to you earlier in the show about your Druid and Celtic civilizations mm-hmm. and ancient Egypt, mm-hmm. and you receive tremendously from the celestial realms, and you, in this current day, you do also. You receive great wisdom and knowledge from the legions that work with you. So it's always a spiraling to be able to receive more clearly in hearing, seeing, and feeling and knowing. We all have these gifts. Some are more profound in different areas. They see more, they feel more, they hear more. But we all have them. We're all aligned with our mighty I Am, our solar self. And so the rewiring and alignment helps souls to be more on purpose and accelerated in what they're here to do in a greater way, not just half the way, not just the little bird that's trying to fly, but the eagle that soars mm-hmm. and the phoenix that mm-hmm. rises out of the ashes. And of course the wisdom comes through then from the Galactic Federation, because we help not just receiving guidance for them, but they get confirmation that information and that guidance is accurate, correct, and they're able to help others. They're open to their path. So all of that being said, we're all here doing what I just basically mm-hmm. touched on, but some of us have just a more focus with the realignment and the reception and the receiving, mm-hmm. how great it is to be able to receive and feel and know the presence. Because when you know that presence, there is no fear. All the fear goes away. It's dissolved instantly. There is just the knowingness. And that is the greatest gift anyone can have in the body or on any level. It's the greatest gift, I mm-hmm. would say.
Mm-hmm. Then, Athena, do your guides and masters have any parting words before we look at your services and how the listeners can reach you?
Yes, as I'm tuning in here to Galactic Federation, to Mighty Arcturus, to Mighty Orion, and Mighty Vista, and these are all Elohim, legions of light that are kind of flashing in. Jesus the Christ, who is known as Sananda, Beloved Mother Mary, the Orders of the Rose, Lord Himalaya, who is overseer of the Himalayan ashrams and monasteries, Saint Germain, of course, the father of the shift, the Holy Order of the Golden Flame, Sanat Kumara, Kusumi, all of these beautiful legions that are beaming in with us right now in a full group energy, the Lemurians, the Mayans, the whales and the dolphin kingdoms, all of these mighty legions that are blessing each and every one of us right now as we breathe in and can feel their presence. You can feel the presence if you breathe in nine, hold nine counts and release nine and just let them bless you as we're finishing and completing this beautiful show today, this conclave, I would call it. The message that's coming forth is most important to know, beloved, that you are loved above and beyond in the grace and the holy order of orders of the great central sun of suns of all universes. We here, the galactic and ascended host, most importantly wish to bless you as we open to this the Grand Renaissance 2012, which opens the full doorway of ascension of this beloved earth, of this beloved planet, that you are loved beyond and beyond and beyond, that the grace is and has always been within you, that you are the holy order of the golden flame of light. You are the threefold flame. You are the heart and mind of God, the almighty I am present, universal light that sees beyond, that knows beyond, that is beyond all else, all illusion and all remnants and all movies and plays upon this earth known as the third dimension, that you are here all in a conclave as a group mind, together with us as the ground team to assist in her full ascension, that this has already taken place, that there is no time and space, there is no duality, there is only and has always been the oneness. I am that I am that I am, and the full preponderance of those words will ring ever so much more profoundly and clearly within each and every one of you as we fully open to this year known as 2012. For 12 is the fullness, it is the activation, it is the stabilization, it is the grounding for what has been set forth eons ago in time frames known as Lemuria, Atlantis, and beyond, for the full resurrection and ascension of this beloved planet and its wholeness, its mirrored, multidimensional aspect, hologram of I am that I am, ever beautiful in her sight. We are most pleased to be of service. It is our privilege to be of service to each and every one of you, for you have taken in disembodiment great leaps and bounds of courage and fortitude and love and devotion of service above and beyond. And we speak to you that you may know that you have surpassed above and beyond all expectations from that which was set forth in the blueprint for the ascension of this planet, and that all is not only on track but ahead of time, above and beyond, to hold fast to this knowingness within your heart of hearts and pay no attention to that which on the earth plane, on 3D level, would still try to dissuade or discourage, but rather raise all of those in the knowingness that all is for the highest good and is already done. As above, so below, and so be it. It is already accomplished. We are golden renaissance above and beyond in the fullness of consciousness of this dimension. We are in the knowingness that all is raised in the template of the golden holy order of Alpha and Omega. And so it is. I am. That I am, that I am. We love you and we bless you forever and forever and forever.
Very nice message, Athena. Now, would you tell us, Athena, about your services and products and how the listeners can reach you?
Yes, as I come back here into focus here, thank you. been our pleasure to be with you today on this beloved radio show, which you have, your service has been unsurpassed. They're telling me, Carl, in all of the shows and presentations, and your devoted service always above and beyond the call. And they also thanking you for that.
Thank you.
And thanking you for today, but also all of the work and service that you've done in your wonderful book that's coming out very soon as well, which will be a great success. My website is athenastar.com, and or they can reach me at athenastar@comcast.net. And the cell phone, of course, is on the website, 808-258-1063. And it's as simple as athenastar.com, one R. And we are available for teleconferences. I have a special teleconference, a full moon of every month beginning in January and every month thereafter. And in that, we have a two-hour conference which may activations, attunement with each soul and for the planet as a whole, because the full moon has the highest vibration, the masters have said, to help accelerate in the ascension process. And at the end of the teleconference, I also questions come through, transmissions. We have fun with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I invite them to contact me for the full moon teleconferences, as well as individual sessions. I recommend monthly sessions where we transmissions and it can be recorded for the soul's evolvement and make major leaps and bounds in their own evolvement, attunement, and alignment for their path, their projects, their everything that they're here to do, and their family. We also help them overall as well. We're working long distance. We can work with them across the planet, doesn't matter where they are, and with them, their friends, their family as well. And my book that came out a few years ago, Celebrities in Spirit, features 14 ascended masters. All of them, many of us know, they're celebrities such as Princess Diana, John F. Kennedy, Elvis, Princess Grace, John Lennon. They are ascended masters that have incredible, inspirational transmissions, questions and answers that were asked of them in those transmissions, but also keys, power keys, to accelerate on your path. And for instance, JFK's power key is courage, and how to aspire and accelerate the full fortitude and courage within your being. And there's great wisdom that comes through from them in the book. And so we're very proud of that book. They're the messengers, what comes from the legions of the ascended masters. And each one of them represent a different light ray. Like Princess Diana's is the magenta ray, the Order of the Rose, for instance. And mm-hmm. JFK is the violet flame, which is the freedom flame, which is what his focus is. And so I receive from them celebrities in spirit as well as the ascended masters. And I just get JFK is flashing in right now with his right hand up and just flashing and sending his blessings to us all in the name of the freedom flame so that everyone can feel that and know that. And it's such a joy. And, of course, Elvis is the blue ray, which is communications and faith, and it's also courage. And so it's beautiful in that sense, and I also create CDs and tapes for people, and more will be coming out in January. I've been on retreat the last part of 2011, but 2012 will be much more out there, and other events and group teachings that I'll look forward to. So people stay in touch with us. We'll be happy to update them and send them our newsletter as well. And I thank you so much. It's been our pleasure to be here with you today, Carl.
Well, I thank you, Athena. This has been fantastic, and I know it will be helpful to those that are concerned with the way the economy is now and all of the weather changes and all. And I think this is a very reassuring message. And I hope that we can get together again midway through 212 and have another channeling that will, again, reassure people that we're going in the right direction.
Yes. And again, Rome wasn't built in a day, and we continue onward and upward, all of us. It's all of our focus together. But like the masters say, the one-pointed, focused mind keeps the attunement for all others. It just takes one mind to shift other minds into the higher knowingness of, hey, don't go there. No, stay in alignment with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, that's not the highest good, and that is not what's happening. The higher truth. So that's what we do. We hold the focus for the higher truth that is manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that group consciousness, there's no limit. Nothing is impossible. We hold that focus, and we thank you for hosting. The legions are thanking you and blessing you, and you're going to have an incredible 2012, too, with your new book and all of the projects that you're creating and your foundation. So thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Athena, and I'll look forward to talking with you again.
Yes, likewise. God bless.
God bless.
I invite you to join me in reading the new fall issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. This issue, like the fall issue last year, focuses on inspirational cancer stories. Several children with leukemia were included, and one I especially liked was Christopher, age 9, who was described by his friends as the type of friend everyone would want: smart, loyal, brave, funny, and always a good sport. He was diagnosed with leukemia at age 3 and had a recurrence at age 8. Unfortunately, Christopher died. It is always a pleasure for me to read about Fran Dressler and Sharon Winters, who were also included in last year's fall issue. Fran has been cancer-free for 11 years and wrote Cancer Smancer about her survival. She also started the Cancer Smancer movement and foundation that emphasizes preventing cancer. Sharon Winters, another long-term cancer survivor, talked about the influence of the environment on cancer development and how to prevent it using information from her book, co-authored with Burton Goldberg, titled Survival, A Family Guide for Thriving in a Toxic World. For me, this book was the most comprehensive guide currently available. I was also interviewed for this issue, and you will find more about my story that is being published in a book on surviving lung cancer that will be available for purchase next year. Beyond the many interesting stories of cancer survivors and sufferers, I was interested in information on Farmageddon, about the war on American family farms, and another on local food movements, both which resonated with me. Also of interest was the interview with Peter Shankman, who is the founder of Harrow, Help a Reporter Out, the world's largest free source repertory. If you are looking for speakers, guests, for radio shows, conference, or whatever, or if interested in being considered as a speaker guest, this is the place to be. I have used the service and am very pleased with the results obtained. And last, a mention of the music of 2-time Grammy Award winner Jimmy Warnes. You'll not want to miss these and other stories in the fall issue of A Distinctive Style magazine, available at www.adistinctivestyle.com. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show, and I invite you to my website, www.holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all of my past shows since 2008 archived for your free listening. There you can also sign up to have shows sent to you or to receive a free monthly Holistic Health newsletter. You will also find my last book on holistic health and some ebooks and a CD on smoking cessation for sale. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great 2012.